to Nitro, tuning in to Look Ma No Script, an improvised alternative story based on the pulps of yesteryear. Tonight's story is In Sylvan Shadows, where Catterly the Scholar Priest leaves his home to combat the evil unleashed by the Chaos Curse. Deep within the beautiful forest of Shilmista, will he encounter an evil most foul? That story is happening, but so is this one.
And save the village?
Yeah. Danica? What?
Stop making out with the grand executor of the library. Come on.
Hey, you're my girlfriend. Stop trying to cockblock me.
Is she your girlfriend now? Oh.
You can suck it. Danica and I are a sucking face.
You two used to be not cool and tight together, but ever since my energy and youthful vitality has been drained from me by some unknown cause, you and her have been sucking face and other things way more, and I hate looking at it based on my previous engagement with the heretofore previously known as Danica. I'm just mad about it, okay?
For a second there, he said that it was a heretofore unknown thing, and then he said, you and Danica, and I thought he had, like, pieced it together, that it was us. I thought he almost had us there.
Heretofore used to be my girlfriend, Danica.
Danica, go see what he wants, and I'll continue channeling my evil power and sucking out all his energy and using it to take over the land and wage a war upon the Sylvan Forest, burning it to the ground! Okay.
Did you just hit her butt?
Hey,
way out?
It's none of your business what part of me he hits. He can hit any part of me he wants.
I'm sure he does. Okay. All right, Danica, I'm just going to confer with Ivan and Pickle, old Boulder Shoulder brothers over here. Hey, little guys, how's it going? You're going to help on this very important mission?
Look, you got to not call us little guys.
Are you not small folk?
Can you believe this guy?
Smaller than me.
Can you believe this guy?
I know.
Literally.
I know.
Just
always talking down
here,
to
watch
us.
Watch this. Hey, little dick, what's up?
Yes, hello.
Okay, he doesn't seem to mind that.
I mean, it's the stature of his dick, I guess.
I don't like picking things to, like, you know, physical characteristics to define people, but he doesn't seem to mind.
I'm a sort of literal kind of guy, you know. You point out something about someone's appearance, and I feel old enough and emboldened to speak my mind. You know how old people do? But I'm young and youthful, but I feel so old. And without sort of a filter, you know, and I can just keep talking.
Hey.
Until someone sort of stops.
Hey, yeah. Guys, it's me, Charles the Black Wizard. What's up?
Fireball!
Oh!
Fireball!
Oh!
Fireball!
Oh my god, he wasn't like a black evil with the... Oh! Can you...
Oh my god. No, he can't.
This guy, when did he start sucking so bad?
He got older looking, and then he felt that maybe he was allowed to do things that normal people can't.
I know we just witnessed a murder, but I'm going to continue chopping these mushrooms because I don't want him to kill us.
I'm going to keep cleaning these prawns, I guess, because, yeah. Okay. I don't know where I got them. Wait. Summon prawn. Oh, there they are. Yeah. I got it.
There's so many of them.
Yeah, Oh, wow, I do love me some prawns. Make sure to clean them all good with the deshelling and the deveining and the process of, you know, you gotta cook
them.
Did
somebody summon prawns? Because I'm in the bathtub and then there's just a lot of prawns in the bathtub.
I'm so sorry. Did they summon at least with, like, crushed ice?
No! Half of them are alive, and then the other half are, well, in the process of, like, being prepared to be cooked.
Oh, well, the alive ones, that's good. That's fresh. I don't think we'd be able to get those in the Sylvan Forest normally, right?
Just tell those little guys to stop summoning things, because this...
Hey, little guys, what do you mean?
You know who I'm talking
to. Me?
Yeah, you!
What?
The little guys.
You can't call them little guys. That's my thing. I do that because I feel older and emboldened. Are you also older and emboldened? I thought you looked so much younger and buff and jacked.
I'm young and full of vigor, but I'm evil, so I can do things like be just a total jerk and define people by physical characteristics.
Wait, you're evil? Fireball.
Oh, duck.
Fireball. Fireball. Fireball.
Duck. Duck.
Oh, shit.
I'm summoning ducks and they're not killing you. What
no.
is going on?
They keep hitting the fireballs, though, and just fully bursting into flames. Oh, Boulder Shoulder, guys, does you smell this roast duck, though?
Yeah, no, that's really nice. Like, he,
do you think it goes with the prompts?
I don't know why he summoned a roasted duck.
I don't think it was roasted. I think it hit the fireball.
Look! I'm in the room now because I was tired of yelling.
Hey.
And I didn't put a towel on, but you can see all of my youthful vigor.
Yes.
But
God, you're just stiff as a board over here. Yeah. Okay. Summon towel.
No!
Perfect.
I'm banishing you and Danica and those two little guys.
Is our stature just a fucking joke to these people?
It seems like we're a fucking joke.
He
didn't even fucking banish us. We're still here.
We're still here. He said he's gonna. Like,
I think
when?
I think he cast the spell and it just went over our heads.
Oh, shit. It's true, because Danica and Catterly are totally gone. Absolutely banished. Hey, guy.
Lucky.
You gonna fucking lower aim the spell on us, at least?
No, look, I really like you guys a lot. And I'm sorry. He just calls you little guys and I was trying to fit in. And...
Well, peer pressure is not the way to do... You're trying to get
know,
on our
I'm
good
evil.
Side. You're siding with him.
But I'm evil, and so, like, I have to fall into peer pressure. It's just part of it. Yes. Somebody asked me if I want to smoke crack. I have to smoke crack.
It's true. It's true. Yeah, you did do a lot of drugs. They just kept coming into the library, and you were like, oh, yeah, I gotta do it. Yeah.
Give them all to me, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, so you don't intend to banish us... The two Boulder Shoulders, right? Is that...
Of course not. No, you guys have to keep cooking for me. I know I just...
Have to?
...made the roast duck, but that's literally the only thing I know how to prepare.
Have to cook for you? I don't think we have to do anything for you.
Please?
Oh, you did ask nicely.
Here,
sure.
Cast peer pressure!
Okay, I was gonna do it anyways, but... I now respect you slightly more, and I see you as a peer. And the pressure worked. So, how about it, brother? I'll keep... Cooking
yeah,
these prawns?
Summon mushrooms. Ah!
Shoot.
Look, okay, here, let's look in the Palantir and see what's going on with Catterly and Danica.
All right, here we go. Do we all touch it?
No, just look at it. Don't touch it. You're going to get your nasty little... You are going to get a prawn all over it.
I'm touching it.
Stop!
Seafood.
No! I got to go wash it now. Take it into the bathtub with me. Come join me in the bathroom.
In the tub?
Yes. Hoist my dick into the tub, and then I'm still holding the Palantir, but I need help stepping into the... Okay, thank you. Okay, now again. Now look into it,
okay.
And we can watch Catterly and Danica. Look, don't touch it.
I'm sorry. Just with my eyeballs?
Just look,
not my finger?
Look.
Balls?
Look.
Okay. Okay, here it is. Here, yes.
Catterly.
Oh, Danica, oh, oh.
Where are we?
He banished us, and I have no idea why.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Well, it seems like we're in a dark, dusty, book-filled sort of room. There's a window here. I can still punch windows. And we're at the top of a very tall tower in the center of... Well, I guess maybe not the center. I can't see all the way around the building. Do you want to punch that on the other side?
Yeah, here. Take
a look.
I'll punch this window, and I look out, and... Oh, he banished us to the Tower of 100 Windows. And I guess it's 98 windows now.
Ha. Sucks. He can't banish us here again, because it won't work. There's be a name mismatch. It'll get like a 404 error.
Yeah, you know? The 404 errors.
The worst spell error.
And I...
Yes, you are sent to the hell of 404 demons, yes.
Yeah, and that one little demon comes up, and he's a little metal rod that's curled around. He always asks if you want help, and you don't?
Yes. The worst one that I've come into contact sometimes is it's like a small lizard creature, and it jumps over these spiky plants, and you're like, oh, this is kind of fun and endearing, but also not what I wanted to be doing right now, you know? Oh. And then it goes, ha! It's kind of a jump scare at you. Okay, well, we are in the middle of the Sylvan Forest, though, like, right? You've got forest over there.
Okay, so yeah, I got forest over here and forest over there.
Okay, surrounded by forest. Check, got it. I'm still very old. Where do you want to go? Down? Down the tower?
Hey, who's up here? I'm a guard, and I'm...
Kill her!
Okay.
I'm innocent, kill her!
And then...
Whoa!
You are now in my thrall.
Oh my
and
god,
I am
you're sucking his blood, too.
I know.
Whoa!
Oh, you're not supposed to see that, Catterly. I'm just a frail woman who can't do anything and has no autonomy or anything. I don't make my own decisions. Help me from this guard.
I'm the guard, and your magic doesn't work on him in here because the tower of 98 windows is demon-proof.
I'm definitely not a demon. I'm just a lady.
Lich-proof.
I'm not a lich either. I'm just a lady.
Evil sanctuary-proof.
Damn it.
Sanctuary.
Yeah. Oh, so it's a good sanctuary?
It's a good sanctuary.
Damn it.
So good people do good here. Yeah. It bleed me a lot. Like, you got me real good. So.
Perfect,
but I'm not
yes.
the one sort of keeping the magic up, right? Like, it's just sort of.
Who would you say is doing that, and where are they?
No,
where just, could I find them?
No, too? It's just like the tower is. So it's a good tower? Yeah. We're good. And you killed the bad guy. Good. Yes.
Catterly.
Yes.
You're getting your youthful vigor back.
I was for a second there.
The tower, I think, is... Oh, no. You're getting
more
your power back.
Breaking?
No.
I'm going to keep punching some
no,
windows.
Don't.
Here we go.
Oh, you can't. No. No.
I'm going down the stairs. I'm just punching.
Stop
punching,
it.
Punching.
You're getting
I'm
so...
Punching.
You're youthful.
Oh, my gosh. I feel just like I did 2 days ago before the whole sort of youthful... Bigger thing! Oh!
I gotta leave, otherwise...
And I kick open the door!
Danica, out!
Little does Danica know that when I kicked open the door, that broke the seal on the good sanctuary, and she could have sort of done whatever, but she did something else, so ha-ha!
Little does Catterly know that I can read his mind, and right now I'm in his thoughts, and I read that. So I'm going to run up to the king real quick of the Sylvan Forest and take over his mind.
Oh no!
That's why you got to be careful what you think, folks.
You never know.
Yeah. That Danica.
You, listener, never know when someone's reading your mind, right?
That person on the bus across from you right now is doing it.
They're giving you a little weird look, like... They think that you think that they're reading your mind?
Yeah. And now this is really important. What you need to think look at the URL to this podcast.
Yes.
Think those same exact letters.
Yes.
So that they have to have that burnt into their mind. And then when they go home, boom.
Subliminal, you got a subliminal message that.
Yeah. Because right now, they're listening to this podcast for free, and we're not getting anything from it. And that's
No, we didn't get a hit. We didn't get shit. What the fuck? Ante up here, people, mind readers. Get out of the heads of all these podcast people who put in the effort. A, it's a download, or I don't know how podcasts work, you know. Stream the episode.
Yeah.
They did it.
Listen to a majority of it so that we get that one view on whatever podcasting service you use. And then go down below that and leave us 5 stars and a review that says, hey, all you mind readers, stop sucking the life out of this podcast and the whole podcasting industry. Listen to things instead of just reading it off of people's minds. Furthermore, you should also leave a 5-star review because they need it.
Mind readers unite! Exclamation point. That's a good 5-star review. I totally agree. I think that'll really bring in all the mind readers that have been just mooching off of all of these podcasts.
Yeah.
Just so many.
Yeah. Netflix, so, go for them next.
Yeah. Whenever you're thinking, oh, that was a great episode of Castlevania, that person is reading your mind and going, oh, man, that was a great episode. I didn't even have to pay the subscription fee to watch it. Stupid. They should be paying.
Yeah.
Not Netflix. Us. Just pay us. Directly. But either way, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for mind reading this show into your brain. And hopefully we can convert you into a longtime listener instead of just a passive mind reader of someone who is listening to the show. And that'll do it for this week's Pulp Adventure. Join us next week for more. And that's going to do it. Bye. Bye.